This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we had TransUnion's very own Sean Flynn talking about a report that TransUnion partnered with Faline Research Institute on. And this report explores technological and data barriers to more automated, inclusive credit union lending. Pretty cool stuff here from Sean, so check it out. Hey, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And speaking of welcome back, Mr. Sean Flynn from TransUnion is back on the show. Sean, how are you today, sir?
Good. Very good, Mike. Good to connect with you again, and yeah. Always enjoy having time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it as well. Yeah, it's always good. Always an education. So we appreciate that as well. And look forward to seeing you guys back in person. Hopefully 2022, we'll get back to some sort of a normalcy. So
yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. But in the meantime, hey, let's talk about a really cool study that you, TransUnion, and Faline Research Institute did. It explored the technological and data barriers to a more automated, inclusive credit union lending. So let's get kind of the lay of the land here, Sean. So can you give us a quick overview, and then we'll dive into some takeaways?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, we partnered with Faline on this study. I would say Faline certainly did the majority of this, right? They took the lion's share of the heavy lifting, and an excellent team over there at Faline. Oh, yeah. And we really enjoyed working with them. We came to them with a question, and that question was, you know, we've heard from some of our credit union customers out there in the marketplace on some things they want to do, and yet sometimes the traction wasn't there. You know, the progress was not what we would have expected it to be, and so we had some ideas of what that might be, but we have a lot of the quantitative data behind the markets and where trends are kind of headed. What Faline has and certainly does a really good job of compiling with some of their research fellows is the qualitative data. So talking to credit unions and really kind of getting the story of what's happening out there and putting that all together. And so that's what they did. And that's the basis of the study, is we wanted to understand how credit unions were looking at automation and how they were looking at, you know, sort of the evolution of lending.
Okay. Gotcha. So let's get to a couple of the key takeaways here. Cause I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of takeaways, and we don't want to steal the report, all the thunder from the report, but yeah, if you could give us a couple of top ones, that would be most helpful.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are a couple of bullet points that really stood out to us when we saw the output of the research. You know, we've always heard from our credit unions, and certainly our experience working with credit unions has been that they want to do more for the consumer. They want to say yes more often. That rang really true throughout this entire study. That all the credit unions they spoke to and worked with said they pride themselves on, you know, finding more ways to say yes. The big thing that came out of this, I think the biggest of all of the findings, was the barriers to doing more, right? So why aren't we saying yes more? Why are we staying more conservative than we think we should? Or, you know, why aren't we using new types of data or new types of technology? And those barriers to adoption were pretty revealing, especially this one around parsimony bias, which I encourage you to check out the study. But okay. This desire for a streamlined, more simple system, and trying, you know, avoiding the complexities of added data or added criteria. Mm-hmm. So that was the big thing that came out of that, is that the credit union sort of trying to do things more simply. That's a great strategy. So trying to get closer to that is what I think we're hearing.
And do they find that the technology that's being offered out there right now will help them meet that goal, so to speak? Or, because I mean, it's certainly out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think there's so many good technologies out there, right? And so many good providers that are doing great things for this industry and great things for consumers by way of the credit union space. Mm-hmm. I think where our credit unions find themselves are, you know, how can we maximize the value of the technology without having to go buy some other technology, yeah, exactly. Right? So, and plug in something else to the core, to the LOS or to whatever. And some credit unions are really good at that. Some credit unions find themselves a little overwhelmed, and I think the key finding for us as a provider too in this space was, man, if we could help credit unions do more with the tools they have today, and not, you know, investing in some major huge project that's going to take a year and cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, then maybe that's something we should investigate doing and try doing more of. And we've done that since we found some of these findings. We've had some success there. So that's a good thing. And we're feeling good about that.
Yeah, agreed. Another one of the takeaways that I saw was how credit unions can adapt lending strategies to better compete with evolving competitive landscape and expand their financial inclusion efforts. You want to comment on that one as well?
Yeah. So I think when we talk about different lending strategies, there's always been that sort of waterfall decision logic, mm-hmm. and how lenders of all types, credit unions and others, have been lending for a long time. And it's sort of linear, right? So it's, you know, if this, then this, then this, and make sure all these things are met. And then if so, green light. It's sort of become a little less linear and a little more dynamic. Mm-hmm. And certainly with some of the new data that are out there, new scores that are out there, and new tools and new technologies and platforms that are out there, we're finding that credit unions are able to be a little bit more dynamic.
Yeah.
The findings of the report, which I thought were, you know, very well put, and certainly some of the quotes from some of the credit union lenders that were interviewed sort of drive it home, are that, you know, we kind of have to break free of this, the maybe some of the conservative policies and strategies that have been out there for so long. We've got to find a way to say yes to using these types of data or using these technologies to the maximum that we can in order to drive maximum impact in the marketplace. So, you know, the report goes into a ton of detail on this as to what some lenders are dealing with, but it's really, again, it's a story of using the tools and the data and people that they have, mm-hmm. To find ways to do things differently.
Yeah. And one of the words that really stood out to me in that one, actually two of the words, was compete and evolving competitive landscape. That's probably four words, but but competition is really what stands out for me, because there's so many other, I guess, what's the word? You know, the new banks, oh my gosh, it's escaping me right now. I apologize. Like, you know, the SoFis and
the neobanks of the world.
The neobanks, that's it. Thank you for that. They're nipping at financial institutions' heels with all their services, and credit unions in this case. So that competitive environment is really driving a lot of this too, don't you think?
I do. And I think we've kind of said things at conferences and given talks on this topic for many years. But, you know, the fintechs have done a really good job of getting to know the consumer and potentially getting to know the consumer at a deeper level than even their credit union.
Yep.
And I know a lot of our credit unions, and having I've been a former credit union lender myself, that's a hard thing to admit, but how could you know every member at your credit union and their individual circumstances? And what ends up happening is that these fintechs and some of these startup lenders that have done a very good job bringing creative solutions to the marketplace, is they're using data to really tell that story of the consumer, mm-hmm. In fractions of a second versus, you know, come on into the branch or like come sit down with an LSR or loan officer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe it's a loan some lenders may typically decline, but the credit union wants to understand that member's narrative and that member's story, all really important things. The competitive edge there that I think some of these fintechs have is they're able to do that very, very quickly and at scale, where a credit union has yet to adopt that in many cases.
Yeah, I was watching the Rams game this weekend in SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, it just kills me every time they just said SoFi. I mean, it's just like, oh my, I don't know. That's a whole nother, that's something for ESPN, I think. That just kept, I don't know, it was just like this bad tune in my ear with SoFi. I mean, obviously it's a successful company and they're doing some incredible things, but man, I don't know, that's just me venting there. Sorry, Sean.
No problem.
Hey, so what's the significance of all of this research? I mean, obviously we're just kind of scratching the surface of this report, but what's the significance that you guys have found here?
Yeah, I think it validates some of the hypotheses that we've kind of always had, but haven't really compiled that all in a methodology that's been produced here by the folks at Filene and Melissa and team. I think that what's really significant about this report is that we know that credit unions, we now know from this report that credit unions really do want to make a difference. I think we've always known that and we've always heard that, but it's very clear that there are executives out there in this space that want to make a difference in the world.
Right.
And it's also very clear from this report too, that maybe there have been some hurdles to making that difference and making that impact. There are things that can be done to kind of change that continue to drive impact in the communities that the credit unions serve. And I think part of that is trying to figure out what are the solutions available to me from my partners, whether that's technology partners or data partners, that are most effective and drive the most amount of impact in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of effort.
Mm-hmm.
Heard a lot from credit unions that said, you know, we have all of these new technologies and we haven't figured out how to use them just yet. And that's really important.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to figure out how to use those right before we and maximize the use there of everything you have, not just technologies, but people and other relationships before you go look at adding something else or adding another project to the list. Mm-hmm. We all know credit unions are a resource thin movement, right? We wear a lot of hats in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important for those folks that wear a lot of hats to rely on some trusted partners to do the things that they need to do to drive the biggest amount of impact. So,
yeah, I would love to know, this might be getting a little bit off topic here, but maybe there was some answers in the study that you guys did, but how did COVID-19 or how did the pandemic, did it help or hinder credit unions in their, I guess, their technology adoption or better serving their member or the subject matter that you guys covered in this study? So that's, I would love to know that, because obviously we all heard about the digital acceleration where, you know, we were going 100 miles an hour and pivoting and all that type of stuff. But yeah, I would love to see how that, if it helped credit unions or hindered them, or even both, probably, you know. So
I think there's a little bit of both in there. So, you know, there are some sound bites from the study that talk about how maybe some segments of the community that some of these credit unions were serving were negatively impacted by the branch closures because there are some folks and maybe some folks that weren't English speaking that really need to come into the branch to either make payments or what have you, and that were kind of rolling into delinquency because they didn't know how to use the technology, or they weren't sure of how to access the credit union. And so there were some learnings there, and I found those to be really interesting. But yeah, I think like I said, it's a little bit of both. You know, credit unions tend to shine when the times are toughest.
Yeah.
You know, having worked in a credit union during the 2008 recession and the Wall Street meltdown that happened. I mean, we saw credit unions really stood up and said, we're going to help our folks out. And that's when you hear the whole Wall Street, not Main Street theme, or I'm sorry, Main Street, not Wall Street theme, around the movement. And then this time around, the same thing happened, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of our credit union customers kept lending, where we had other lenders that kind of slowed down or pumped the brakes and got to see what happens or some uncertainty. Credit union said, hey, we're here, and now we're flush with liquidity, which we haven't seen in a long time, and we want to find ways to help people. And so they've done that. And I think if nothing else, this pandemic has really accelerated change in a lot of ways that are super positive to this space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we'll see on the other side of this in a year or 2 years from now or wherever we look back, we'll say, man, look at all the precipitous change that came from this COVID pandemic. And I'm looking forward to those days.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think there was a lot of talk during the pandemic. It's like, gosh, what's it going to be like after this is over, once things kind of shake out and see, you know, how efficient and productive things are going to be. Yeah, so that's another show for the future as well, Sean. So sure. Stay tuned. Yeah. All right. Hey, last question for you before I let you go here. So how can credit unions really leverage this research? How can they use this stuff to kind of benefit them, this information to benefit them?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a link, and I think we'll probably have it somewhere here in this show. There'll be a link to go download the study. Encourage you to do that and read through it. There are a lot of commentary around alternative data, the use of alternative data, the use of automation in lending decisions, and doing that, those things all kind of combine together to being more inclusive in your lending and finding more ways to help more people from all walks of life. So I think if you want to go out and check out the study, you want to read through some of the recommendations there, we're certainly open to answering any questions, as cool. are our friends at Filene. So, yeah.
Okay. And I assume it's on your site and Filene's site, or vice versa, or both, or
it is. Yeah. We've got links out to the Filene study, okay. We've got some emails out there floating around and cool. some stuff on our website too.
Yep. Right on. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it, as well as you Perfect. Guys too, if they have any questions, and I'm sure they will. This sounds like a super robust report. This is why I wanted to talk to you about it, because it's full of great, great information that credit unions can really take advantage of. And you guys did a fabulous job on it. So well done.
Yeah, Filene did a fabulous job. We certainly certainly tried to help where we could, but
I'm going to give you guys really some props too, know?
Yeah.
You guys are in there as well. So, all right. Yep. Well, I'll let you get back at it, Sean. Thank you so much again for your time. We always enjoy having you on. And again, it's such an education, and the work you guys do out there is second to none. So keep it up. All right, man.
Thanks, Mike. Take care. Talk to you soon.
And you as well, sir. Be well.
Yep.
This episode is sponsored by Correlation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions.